Welcome to Highland Objects, a podcast that take you on a cultural tour of the Highlands and Islands of Scotland. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook at Highland Objects or visit the website highlandobjects.wordpress.com. Bonus Podcast 1, The Drummond Silk Tartan Dress.
My name's Rachel Chisholm. I'm curator of the collections at Highland Folk Museum in Newton Moor, and I've got with me
Liz English, and I'm the curator of large collections here at the Highland Folk Museum.
The object I will be talking about today is one of our star items from the costume collection.
It's such a beautiful dress. Can you tell us a bit more about it?
Yes, this dress is in Drummond tartan. It was made in the early 1840s for Lady Willoughby Dursby to wear to a ball that was held in the Drummond Castle in Perthshire. In 1842, the dress was worn with a Highland bonnet of blue velvet, trimmed with eagle plumes, diamonds, and a sprig of holly. Lady Willoughby's three daughters, Clementina, Elizabeth, and Charlotte, also wore dresses of Drummond silk tartan to the ball. The dress is designed in the early Victorian style, with a full skirt constructed with six separate panels and a separate bound bodice with hook and eye fastening to the back. The low, rounded neckline and the short sleeves are all trimmed with a delicate cream-coloured tulle. The back of the bodice is also fastened with lacing. The Drummond tartan is predominantly red and green, a very vivid red, with fine lines of blue and white. The dress would have been worn with a crinoline petticoat.
How do we come to have it in the collection?
Well, the dress came into the collection in 1950. It was offered to I.F. Grant, the founder of the museum, by Lady Muriel Willoughby, along with another Drummond tartan silk dress that had been made for Lady Willoughby Dursby for Queen Victoria's visit to Scotland. The dresses came from Lady Muriel's husband's grandmother, who was the heiress of the Drummond estates.
Are there any other items associated with the family?
Yes, a third dress was also donated at the same time by Lady Muriel. It's a black dress with a label on it stating that it belonged to Queen Victoria. Lady Muriel did not know how it came in to be with the other dresses, but assumed it had come from her husband's aunt's collection of old dresses and shawls. She states in a letter to I.F. Grant that it looks extremely likely to have been made for her, that is Queen Victoria, and the detail on the dress is very interesting.
So why is it considered such an important dress?
Well, in 1842, Queen Victoria and Prince Albert visited Scotland for the first time. They were both captivated by the romantic idea of Scotland and were both avid readers of the poems and novels of Sir Walter Scott and admired the paintings of artists such as Sir Edwin Landseer, which glorified Highland deerstalking. Their tour took them to some of the great aristocratic houses and shooting lodges of the Highlands. They attended a grand reception at Teignmouth Castle before moving on and staying at Drummond Castle in Perthshire for two nights. A lavish ball was held to mark the end of the Queen's stay and was hosted by Lady Willoughby Dursby, who at the time was chieftainess of the clan Drummond. She was the daughter of James Drummond, 1st Lord of Perth.
Is it on public display?
Unfortunately, we don't have it on display at present. The Highland Folk Museum has no gallery space, but we are hopeful that in the future we will have some exhibition space where we can put on our lovely costume collection. But we have loaned the dress out on a number of occasions. It had been up in Inverness Museum for a few years, and in 2019 it featured in the National Museum's exhibition Wild and Majestic, The Romantic Visions of Scotland.
Right, well that's fascinating, yes. Is there anything else you'd like to say about it?
Just a little bit about Victoria and Albert and how the royal couple formed a deep attachment with the Highlands of Scotland after that first visit. And they also visited in 1844 and 1848, when they leased the Balmoral Sporting Estate on the Upper River Dee in Aberdeenshire. They went on to buy the estate in 1852, and Balmoral became a holiday refuge for the royal family away from the pressures of public life. And it also started the tourist industry in the Highlands, where lots of families from the south would come up to the Highlands in the summer to hunt, shoot and fish.
Oh, well, thank you very much for telling us about it. And people can visit by appointment if they want to come and look at our textile collection as well.
Thank you.
Highland Objects is brought to you by Expo North Heritage, which is supported by Museums and Heritage Highland, Museums Gallery Scotland, Creative Scotland, Highlands and Islands Enterprise, and Historic Environment Scotland.